Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Tyler's still jacked up on his pineapple.
Pineapple and ice cream.
Pineapple and ice cream.
This guy.
This guy. One of our favorite t-shirts. It's these two thumbs on the front of the t-shirt that says, on the front it says, Jesus loves this guy, with the thumbs pointing at himself. It's very funny.
And one of our favorite quotes is like, who's the, like, say something like, who's wearing a beard and is really happy? This guy!
Right. What movie is that from?
I don't remember.
It was something about blowjobs, though, wasn't it? From the movie. That was the original quote.
Pineapple Express?
It's possible. I don't know.
I feel like that could have been it. Didn't we see that together?
We did.
I feel like it was that, and I don't think it wasn't Role Models.
No. Oh, well.
I'm going with Pineapple Express.
That's probably it.
Which now I have to watch tonight.
Yeah. You want to cuddle?
No.
Boo.
The beard. It hurts.
It's actually soft. Have you touched it lately?
No.
Touch it real quick. Very soft.
It's softer, but it's still...
It's better than your head.
I wouldn't want to cuddle with my head.
No. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, I was going to, but I don't know.
Okay, well, going in fashion with Monday, this is Tyler week. So Tyler, what's our topic for this fine day?
This topic is top tens.
Top tens,
because basically I was looking for topics. And I'm a big fan of lists. I don't know why. I've always been a fan of lists. Just like ranking things, putting things in order.
Right.
And I found this list of the top 10 items that everybody needs in their refrigerator. And I was like, in the refrigerator? And I was trying to think of things that I have in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And how much of an importance the refrigerator really is. Because I do a lot of like pre-cook. So I'll cook stuff and then just like in bulk and then put in the refrigerator and do lot, you know, like eat it consistently through the week. So it's like, that's interesting. I wonder what this top 10 is. So guess what? I printed it out and we're going to go over it because some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. And that's it.
Okay. And I also made my own top 10 list.
You made your own top 10. Okay. So I think.
I didn't number mine though.
You didn't number yours?
No.
Okay.
I'll also read it in the order in which I wrote it. Not as to, you know, so you can start from the bottom and whatever.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to start from number 10.
Okay.
The number 10th item, and this was from AskMen.com.
Okay.
And whatnot, was milk.
Okay. And if it coincides, should I just jump to that one?
Yes.
I have milk on my list as well.
You have milk on your list as well. Good, yes. Check that one off. Good
plus
job.
Plus sign.
So, milk.
Why do you agree with milk?
Well, milk is a great dairy and protein source.
Right.
Let's just say it's good for adding a little bit of calories to protein shakes. It's good with, I don't know, there's lots of reasons. I mean, I just like the taste of it.
Right.
I also like adding, what is it? Chocolate milk is the
one of the
great
best
post-workout drinks you
one
can
of the
do.
Best, yeah.
So, I mean, that's an option right there. There's lots of.
Yeah, vitamin D, which is really, really important for just energy, cell function, blah, 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 and on and on. I am a big proponent of whole milk and raw milk.
What's raw milk?
Raw milk is milk that has not been pasteurized. Pasteurization is when you bring a liquid up to, I think it's 140 degrees Fahrenheit, and you let it sit there for a couple, like an hour or two. And what that does is it supposedly kills all the bacteria and all the that kind of stuff without harming the milk, but it actually kills off a lot of the enzymes and a lot of the good stuff in it for you.
So, technically, raw milk is straight from the udder.
Yep.
Nothing.
Nothing in between me and the udder.
Okay.
So, and the thing is, like, oh, but have you ever seen cow milk? You know, milk cows, blah blah blah. They're so gross. Raw milk, you get a lot of guarantees because it since it has more potential for bacteria. They can't have hormones in them. They have to be grass fed. All these like. On and ons, and you get such good nutrients from it. The only thing that sucks about it is it doesn't last as long. Because
it's pricey?
And it's pricey. It's like $10 for a half gallon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is pricey.
Yeah, it's not cheap at all.
Oh, okay. So, glad we both have that on the list.
Yes.
Number 9. I don't know if you'll have this one. And this is the one of the items on this list that I don't think we have. You might have, in our refrigerator, I think you might have it.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. Lemons or limes? Usually you do.
I do have some.
And I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I usually do. I don't know if I have any right now.
Okay. Basically, the reason why AskMen.com said was it's a good, healthy additive for flavor to a lot of, like, chicken and salmon, which
very
they
true.
Suggest eating a lot of.
Right.
So it was kind of that I don't think – nowhere on my list is chicken or salmon just because I think they try to stay away from meats to be more of friendly to
right.
everybody. But lemon is such a pivotal
right.
citrus that it affect like can be good for anything.
Right. It's also isotonic, which helps you recover. It's got a lot of just good stuff in it for you. Highly recommend it.
Number 8. This one I don't think we have either. Now that I'm reading.
Oh, and that was not on my list.
That was not on your list.
That was not on my list.
Number 8. Tomato juice. This is something that I have never liked.
No.
It creeps me out. I don't get it. I like tomatoes.
Right.
And I think tomatoes are great in sandwiches, pastas, using for like spaghetti sauce. When I was saying pasta, I was thinking like white pasta, like added in with vegetables and stuff like that.
Right.
Pizza toppings, pizza sauce.
Yeah.
It's great.
Canned tomatoes are delicious.
Yeah. Tomatoes itself, the juice freaks me out.
Yeah, and plus, most of the time, tomato juice has crap loads of sodium in it, which for the average person, you don't really need that much
sodium. Yeah, you don't need to make up for sodium.
Right. If you fly on an airplane, you drink a can of tomato juice, you'll notice your fingers start getting plump because you have extra sodium in your body and you're retaining all the water, which is no good.
Yeah.
Not good
so
at all.
So I kind of want to change that just to tomatoes.
Right.
So I think tomatoes are great to
right.
have
or
in your refrigerator.
Some kind of canned or processed, because canned and processed tomatoes, like they're cooked lightly, have a lot of lycopene, which for men is good for your prostate, and it releases a lot of the vitamins.
Okay.
So I'll agree with that one.
Tomatoes. Not on your list?
Not on my list.
Not on your list. Number 7.
Uh-huh.
This one I think could be on your list.
Uh-huh.
Hummus.
It is on my list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hummus is on
Keon
the list.
Keon loves his hummus.
Tell us about hummus, because you love it and I don't.
Well, here, all hummus is a bean paste.
Yeah, it's not that I don't love it, I just don't eat it a lot.
Right.
And I think it's more the texture that freaks me out, so I then just don't eat it. The
right.
taste-wise, it's fine. It's
right.
the texture that bugs me.
The thing is, you can make your own hummus. I do often. You take a can of beans, garbanzo bean, black bean, pinto beans, whatever kind of beans you want. I like black and garbanzo. You just put it in a blender with some garlic, whole cloves, some lemon juice, spices, paprika, whatever, and boom, you have a great dip for vegetables that's protein, you know, full of protein. Get your broccoli. You can put it on sandwiches. It's amazing. Mix it with your rice. Very good.
Spectacular.
So you get protein and some vegetables
and
fiber.
There's lots of fiber in that.
Yeah.
So I might have to make my own.
It's
because
good.
The thing that freaks me out, I know this, I'm super weird and anal about food and stuff like that. It freaks me out when there's oil on top of things. And hummus has that oil.
Right. Not all of them.
A lot of them do, though,
right.
and it freaks me out.
Right.
Like, and I don't like peanut butter that has the oil on it, even though I got some.
I saw that.
I, like, have to churn it a lot to, get rid of it. It freaks me out.
Yeah, you can technically you can pour that off.
I'm
if you want,
going to.
But it makes it hard.
Oh, it does?
It doesn't make it as soft.
Then I'm not going to.
I would churn it up.
But, yeah, it's the oil on top freaks me out. I think it goes back to my days of, like pizza eating, having the grease. I just I don't even care that it's good oil. I just equivalate it to grease.
Right.
And I want to, like, get napkins and mat
right.
it off.
The thing is, if you were to make your own hummus, I would say add a little bit of olive oil in there. Adds so much flavor.
Okay.
That's so good. And heart-healthy omega-3s, blah, blah, blah.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Okay, number 6.
Okay.
I don't know. This one I don't think you'll have on. The rest of them I think you will. Sports drinks.
Boo.
See, and the reason they have sports drinks was for the electrolytes and sodium. Because I think that they were trying to target to make themselves sound sporty.
Right, more
athletes. It was askmen.com.
Right.
It's not like a super health, like it's, I mean, it's not health specific thing.
Right.
Also, I wouldn't be shocked if that they were sponsored by a sports drink.
Right.
Company. But I like sports drinks. I do when I, like I'll get an 8-ouncer.
Uh-huh.
I'll pour half of it into a cup, then fill the rest of the cup with water.
Right.
So I watered down all my sports drinks.
One of my units in school right now, we're talking about sports drinks.
Yes.
And when you need them. And for most people, unless it's really hot, you're exercising at intense intensity.
Where it's like 2 to 3 hours.
No, an hour or more.
Oh, it's an hour or more?
Hour or more. Two or more. You don't need any extra electrolytes. Uh-huh. You can deal with water.
Uh-huh.
So heat meaning hot, like where you're sweating a lot. If you notice your urine is changing colors, your sweat is salty, so you're leaving like a powder on your clothes, like a kind of stuff. Or you open your mouth, you can see the spit almost like sticking around.
Yeah.
Those are signs that you probably need to take in some extra electrolytes. But other than that, you really don't need it on a regular basis.
And so, but I think they were trying to target the super weekend health warriors, freak,
right?
Like super fitness freak kind of thing. And my big thing is I watered down all mine just because right. they're so concentrated. I feel mm-hmm. that you can get away with watering them down.
Right. I mean, hell, Gatorade's even done that. They've watered it down and repackaged it.
Yeah.
It's G2.
Yeah.
It's watered down Gatorade.
That's all it is.
Ta-da! By the full force, and you get 2 for the price of 1.
Yeah. You just have to do a little bit of work.
Yeah. Okay,
number 5. This one I'm 90% sure you'll have on your list, and I know you have it in the refrigerator right now. Broccoli.
On there. Tree of life.
Tree of life. I love broccoli. I don't eat it enough, though.
Okay.
It's that one vegetable
that if you have just, hummus, you would, because you can just use it as chips and salsa.
Okay.
It's really good.
I'll have to try that out.
You got so many vitamins, minerals, all that in your broccoli.
Yeah, it's got everything you would... I mean, it's one of those... It's not the perfect vegetable because I think the number one item is a vegetable. That
really because I think broccoli is pretty much the perfect vegetable.
Okay, well,
so I'm excited to see what they have as number one.
I mean, number one, I think you'll nod your head and be like, okay, that's a fighting chance to be
right
the best vegetable. So you need to eat broccoli on a more regular basis. I know I need to too.
Right.
So. Number 4, yogurt.
I do not have yogurt, even though I do love it.
I love yogurt myself, and did you notice that I tried the Greek stuff?
I saw that.
And I have that one. I had the honey one.
How was the honey one?
The honey one I liked.
It was great.
I've yet to have the strawberry one.
I have not had the strawberry.
Because I bought the little packages at Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh.
Your
girlfriend's texting me.
Yeah, it's because my phone's in the other room.
Uh-huh.
What's she saying? Where's Tyler?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Keep talking, I'll text her.
So... I bought the little, like, to-go package of the Greek yogurt that has the dipping sauce on the side. So, one I got was strawberry. Because I figured I like strawberries. And I never really tasted Greek yogurt before.
Right.
So, I was like, if I don't like it, I can just kind of hopefully power through it with the strawberry and the honey. Because I like honeys and I think strawberry.
I think you've had it at our house. But my parents cook a lot of Persian food. And they put a lot of the Persian yogurt out, which is very similar.
I don't think I've had it, though. What happened is, I've become a Trader Joe's shopper, and I feel weird for bashing it for all these years, but now I accept it, and I'm sorry, Trader Joe's. But the other day when you came back from the grocery store, you're like, oh, I'm, you know, trying new things. Like, what'd you buy?
I bought some muffins.
Yeah, there's like a muffin or something like that.
I bought a couple different bottles of wine. I bought... some lamb. I mean, not trying anything, but I'm just buying new stuff.
You were trying new stuff at the Trader Joe's.
Oh, I bought their baguette, which was delicious. Was it? Awful for me, but delicious.
Okay. So I was walking around Trader Joe's, and I saw those, and I was like, Tyler, you need to get out of your bubble. Try something new.
Okay.
So I tried it. It was good. I will probably buy it again.
Good.
And I'll probably buy the jar of it plain this time.
Yeah.
And then just add honey.
Well, you can get the...
Because I like the honey.
They have a cheaper version of it. It's the Trader Joe's blue version. It's the same stuff as the Faye.
Okay. So. And I just got the Faye because it was a smaller package with a side. Because I didn't know really what I was getting into.
Right.
So I figured I'd just try that. So that, and I think they're talking just yogurt in general, Greek right. or the normal stuff.
Right. Just make sure it's not loaded with sugar.
Loaded with sugar, like
the,
and you.
The yogurts are not yogurts.
Yeah, those are. That's crap.
Yeah, that's just utter junk.
So now we're in the top three.
Okay.
Number three, I consider this probably one of the best fruits for you.
Okay.
The blueberry.
Blueberries. I put apples down as my fruit because I was thinking, what do I like as that's easy, just accessible, I can grab and go.
The apple is a great option as well, and I'm surprised that's not on the list. I actually would get rid of lemons and put apples if this was my list, just because lemons I don't use as much as I do apples.
Right.
So, but the blueberry.
Blueberry's
great
for one.
Protein. Great for adding.
Well, it doesn't have a whole lot.
Not
a good
protein,
to mix
protein
in.
Shake. Sorry.
Right, good to mix in. I just wanted to
finish that
yeah.
sentence.
I got you.
It's great as like a dessert.
Oh yeah.
Like I
mix
love
it in with
adding
your yogurt.
It with yogurt, adding it in with like a nice ice cream, like just basic ice cream or sherbet of some kind. It's great for lots of stuff.
Oatmeal.
It's got oatmeal's in
antioxidants
the
up the yin yang. Delicious.
So number two.
Uh huh.
The egg.
It's up there. That was the first thing I wrote down.
Okay. The egg.
So good for you, it's not even funny.
I mean, this is not true, but you can't eat eggs enough. You can.
Right.
Especially if you have cholesterol issues.
Well, here's the funny thing.
But,
you know, if I had cholesterol issues, would you tell me to eat chicken, eggs, or chicken breast?
I would probably tell you to go egg.
Which is, the funny thing is, they have the exact same amount of cholesterol, pretty much.
Really?
This is one of my nutritionist friends. Like, yeah, eggs are pretty much the same as a chicken breast, which
makes sense.
It grows up to be a full chicken. So,
interesting, that makes complete sense.
Right. And a lot of times, dietary cholesterol doesn't really have a massive impact on blood level cholesterol.
Yeah.
Cholesterol is more controlled by exercise.
Okay.
So I'm not saying for those of you who are on cholesterol controlling medications to drop them and go start eating tons of eggs, but get off your ass and start exercising.
If you exercise a little bit, it does a lot.
Right. Okay,
so
next.
The egg, that's good for everything and anything. That's easy. So the number one, and I think that this is a good, like a best vegetable, because you can do so much with it.
Uh-huh.
Spinach.
It's on my list as well.
Spinach is good because you can make salad out of it.
Right.
You can blend it in the protein shake.
True.
It makes an easy side for things. Quiche. Doesn't quiche have spinach?
Yeah. I wouldn't make quiches. Like, maybe an egg white quiche, but yeah.
But yeah.
But it's a lot of fat.
But, like, you know, there's lots of ways to use spinach that... And we did a whole podcast about how it's like steroids.
Right.
If you
so
eat
good
a lot of it.
All right.
What items were not on my list that were on yours?
Chicken.
Okay.
Ketchup.
You love ketchup.
Loves ketchup. And then this one was kind of a cop-out, but this was important. Pre-cooked meals or leftovers. Stuff that, like, preparation, you know?
Preparation. And that makes it so much easier. Instead of, and I feel like so many times people are like, oh, I would cook healthy, but it takes so much time.
Right.
Well, what are you doing Sunday night?
Right.
You
oh, we're watching HBO together.
Okay, well, you can cook at the same time.
Right. Put something in the oven while you're watching your show.
Knock out a whole tray of things, and now you have dinner, you know, and lunch for the next couple of days. Yeah,
I cooked lamb and quinoa last night, which is delicious, and I made 5 meals out of it.
Yeah.
I had two lamb steaks and a carton of quinoa, and I'm set.
One of the best
meals.
Things to do is to do something like just cook a lot of chicken,
uh-huh.
just basic, no nothing to it, just cook it. So it's nice and moist, and then get low-fat, low-sodium-type dressings.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that way you get a different taste.
Right.
And so you don't eat the exact same thing every day.
Right. I'm a big fan of olive oil and white balsamic. Great, great choice for things. I like peanut sauce, all those things. Last thing on my list is beer. Because we're playing by the 80-20 rule. 80% of what you should do is... amazing and should be good for you, but that last 10 to 20% should be something you love. And I love beer. So you can put chocolate there, you can put, you know, whatever, but something you love, you should have in your fridge at all times.
I agree.
Cool.
Sounds great.
Well, that is our list for today. And we will get back to you on Friday. Tyler, what's our letter and number for today?
F and 10.
All right. Today's podcast is brought to you by the letter F and the number 10. We will talk to you on Friday. Enjoy your week. Bye. Oh, I'm a nice one, I'm free.
head. No.